I wish you would come up here, because I've been out and bought a painting for you.
Well, I might come up.
Ah, well, I've got you fixed up with a party invite for Saturday night, for you could pretend to be that woman's bridesmaid.
In again, will you, slapper?
No, I'm serious. And I bought her a painting, haven't I, Les? You've seen the painting?
I have nothing to do with this at all.
Les...
You just carry on. It's got nothing to do with me.
It's nothing to do with you, but I bought...
I don't know whether I'm bloody coming or going,
hold on,
love.
Listen. Les, did I not bring? Have I not brought? Am I not holding up?
You brought one in, yes.
Have I not brought in a painting that is brand new? It's still got the boxes around the corners.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I'm not denying that.
And who did I say this painting was for?
For Margaret, Mrs. Mad, as you call her.
There you go. I've been out and bought you a painting, Mrs. Mad, for your wall, because I was upset about you having pictures, well, newspaper clippings on your wall.
The bloody frames were opening round the picture.
I don't...
It's not just bloody stuck up with newspaper. I bought a frame. It's mahogany. It was a dear frame. And they're all up on me wall, kicking the legs up. They called it in Magic 1170. It was a sister short as at TFM. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, well, you see, this'll complement it, actually, because if you put this painting upside down, these are the legs.
I'm going to put you upside down, slobbering again.
Look.
The man, look.
Look,
what
the bloody comedy
out!
Les, don't look at this painting. He'll start laughing if he looks at this painting. That's a fantastic painting, Mrs. Mad. I wish this was.
Hideous.
I wish this was TV and everybody could see these this picture I bought you.
Yeah, I wish I was on TV, you'd get a bloody shock if you seen me and all.
I would. Now listen, are you going to come in and collect it? Or are we going to take your address and we can mail it you? I'm a bit frightened though, because it's got a glass frame in it. I bet you haven't got a glass frame painting on your wall, have you?
I have, with Pepsi Bolo on it.
Have you got a picture of the dog?
Well,
we'll bring it down. Let's have a look at it.
I've had it down there a few times.
Well,
you weren't on the go then.
No, I'm not on the go. Could you?
No, you're on the bloody go, you slaver.
Could you?
Taking me out 70 or 80 year olds.
I'm not sure you're 70. I just think we could doll you up to be 70 though, couldn't we?
The bloody scam is what I have to put up with. Yeah.
What?
The earth goes out to all you farmers.
Oh, it's appalling, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bloody shame. Listen, all you farmers. I'm not a religious person, but do you pray every night for your animals? St. Francis was a lover of animals.
Well, Mrs. Mad, saying your prayers is going to do no good whatsoever.
Eh?
Saying prayers ain't going to do no good whatsoever.
No, it's not.
It's not hocus pocus, that religious stuff. Don't get into that.
Well, I'm not into it, but
just,
I mean, I do say it. I love animals.
Oh, I know, it's awful.
As I say, you farmers, I'm very sorry for you.
Yeah.
The goes out to you.
Yeah.
Back to you, bugger lumps.
Now, listen.
What's this picture like?
Oh, it's a fantastic picture.
You were on a boat, if you turn it up, that's not bloody very nice.
Well, no.
Then the horses would be dead.
Well, that's what this picture is. It's either a picture of a live horse.
I'll have to take so bloody empty breath tonight, will you?
No. It's a picture of... It's two horses running through a field.
Yeah, but you were on the boat, turn it upside down.
Well, if you turn it upside down, then the two dead horses are upside down.
Oh, well, I wouldn't bloody want it upside down. I don't know what you're getting at. Wrap me up. I'm going to win a woman tonight.
No, it's just that when anybody says, you know, what did you win? If I go to a raffle, if they say, what's the prize? I always say jovially, obviously taking this foot and mouth side completely out of it, I always say jovially, a picture of a dead horse. That's what I say, because it's a jovial thing. And then when I saw this painting in the Poundland at Meadowhall, I thought, I want to buy that for Mrs. Mad. It's only a quid. But it looks good. It's value for money, that, isn't it, Les?
And it was a pound.
Well, it was a bit more than a pound.
You look like it out the pound shop.
Well, yeah, but I had to buy a carrier bag.
Eh?
I had to buy a carrier bag.
There's only three bloody carrier bags in the pound shop, because I've been in. And I've got some bloody good stuff without pound stock.
Oh, so you're quite happy to have this pound picture then?
Don't bloody skint yourself.
Well, I wouldn't have bought you a better picture, but this was in the Poundland, and it just reminded me of you, because you like your animals.
Oh, well, I do.
There's a white horse and a brown horse.
Ah, they're in the field.
They're in a field of dandelions, I think. Poppies, is it?
Dandelion and daisies.
Dandelions and daisies. Yeah, you'll like it. It'll look good on your wall next to those that old bit of paper you've got stuck there.
It's in a bloody frame!
Well, Well, yeah, but it's still an old bit of newspaper.
And that'll bring the anxiety up again.
And that dog? Is that dog, is that...
That dog, don't you call my Pepsi Bolo. She was my baby, yeah.
My son goes to school and goes around singing Miss Pepsi Bolo. Oh, and everything he sees, he makes reference to your dog. So he's a legend, your dog.
Yeah,
in my kid's school.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And
nice to hear you.
Anyway, listen, it's lovely to hear from you, and I don't want to overdo you, because it's good to hear from you every other day or so. So, what I need to do is we need to sort out getting this painting to you.
Well, I have a lot of appointments. I have to go and see a counsellor about my eyes, but thank the Lord, you know, I'm still in remission.
Right. Well, I should hope so. It was only Saturday I talked to you.
You are?
I said, I'm glad you are in remission. It was only on Saturday when I talked to you.
Wasn't Saturday. You're not having a bloody Saturday.
It was Saturday morning because you got them kids banging on your door.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where the hell am we?
I don't want to ask you, Mrs. Mad.
What?
For charity, I want to have a word with the boss, because while I've been doing the show the last 4 weeks, we've got some fantastic sketches of you, so I thought we could probably make an album, The Best of Mrs. Mad, and we could sell it in reception for charity. I've got to have a word with the boss about it, but would you be up for it? You don't have to do anything, it's just we could probably do your picture on the front cover or something. We'd make you legendary. You'll have to pluck your chin, though.
Oh, there's no hairs in it. I've plucked them out. There's only 4 hairs. That's when you go through the change.
I know you said. But you're up for that. We could do it for the Christmas TFM appeal. It'd be fantastic.
Who's going to do the sketch, like? Have you got an artist?
Well, no, you wouldn't break a camera, would you? We get a photographer in.
Well, I was going to say that, but you were on about somebody sketching me.
No, so we'd get a picture done of you, love. That means we'll have a photograph taken.
Oh, photograph taken?
Yeah.
When do you want me up there, like?
Well, I'm going to have a word with the boss, see if he thinks it's a good idea, because I think we've probably got enough now to make an album. Well, we will have, you know, we've got a few good sketches of you.
Who's done them?
No, I mean you, like, talking to me on the phoning, on the talking you've been phoning in, and, you know, there's one or two funny bits you've said, like your bananas and your hairy chin and your dystonia and trying to spell the word C-R-A-P and,
It was crap!
I know, but it all made for good radio, in our opinion.
Oh, well, that's all right.
And we can, like, stick them together and, like, put them on one CD, and then we can sell them for a couple of quid. So all the people that have missed out on the Best of Mrs. Mad can hear it in their own homes.
Yeah, oh, well, that's not so bad.
It'll be legendary in your street.
Yeah, very sad tonight about them poor animals.
I know.
You know.
You're not listening to me, though, are you?
I am!
That's a terrible sign of... What's that? Is that sort of Alzheimer's when you go off the topic?
I'm bloody sure it isn't!
Well, I'm talking to you about making an album.
I've got bloody youth, mate!
I know, but I'm talking to you about making an album and you're off at a tangent!
I'm a very slim and tall girl!
I know. Anyway, it's good to see... When are you going to come and collect this picture, then? I'll leave it here with Les.
I'll just come up.
Actually, me and Les might pop round one evening. Can we do that, Les?
No, I can't do that.
I want to see this piece of paper on the wall. I think it'd be hilarious.
I'll fetch it up and show you.
Yeah, do that.
Don't bother coming down because I mightn't be in.
We'll wait outside for ya.
No, I might pop up.
Ah, you do that. I'll leave this painting for you.
If I don't pop up, I might pop off.
It won't pop off. I'll leave this painting with Les, and Les will leave it with... is it Anna still on reception, or has Anna moved on now?
Anna's moved on now. Right. Angela.
Angela on reception now.
I like Judy McCaw.
Yeah, she's here.
She's my favourite hair.
I thought I was.
Eh?
I thought I was.
You give me bloody 20 words for one, you book of looks. Put your hairs on me.
I'm not putting hairs on you.
Yes, not bloody hairs.
Oh, Mr. Dialect, sorry.
I like Judy McCaw. Has she still got a baby?
I've not asked her.
They call it Lily, she said. Because she used to help the children, and I love her. I'll never forget her. She helped them all in the homes, Christmas presents and that. I love Judy McCaw.
What's that aging illness you get, Les, where you repeat yourself?
Well, he's off again. With
his bloody
what's he
talking about?
Well, it's just that she told me that story last week, and I'm trying to make an album here. I don't want the same stories every time.
Listen, I'll be up there, and I'll give you it. And I'm not telling you when I'm coming up, but I'll be up.
Mrs. Mad, I've been out and bought you a painting.
Yeah, pound off the bloody pound shop.
I want to be appreciated.
Well, I do appreciate
it. I'm making your living room look a lot better.
See, I've had it bloody decorated, cheeky bugger.
Well, I know, but I'm making it look a lot better, and I'm going to buy you another painting when I see a nice one. I'll get you a nice seascape.
When are you leaving?
Friday.
You say it not every bloody week, but you're still there.
Scary, isn't it? They wait to see if they can get any other money.
Every bloody week you're leaving.
I know.
And you're still there with your slavering on at me. Well, I love you.
I only call you to see if you go to this party and help this lady out. It's her mother's 50th wedding anniversary and they need somebody to be a ringer as a bridesmaid.
You're not doing no else, are you? I hope you found the woman.
Well, we're not going to, are we? We don't even know if she's still alive.
She could be, you know.
Well, she could be.
You know.
But, I mean, we could do with a ringer. You sound old enough to fill a boot, so why don't you just pop round?
I'm not bloody going round. Boiling the joke.
You'll get a bit of cake. You can put a voice on and pretend you were Dorothy or whatever her name was. Put a bit of scarf around you and a bit of lippy on, you'll be all right. Anyway, listen, it's good to talk to you. Have a lovely Tuesday.
Bit upset about the animals.
I am.
As I say.
I know.
My heart goes out to all the farmers.
I know.
Good night, God bless.
Sleep your eyes shut, love.
Yeah.
All right. 01642 616666. Give us a ring.